Parry Sound High School students may return to class as early as next week. The announcement was made during the Near North District School Board's NNDSB trustees meeting on September 9. Superintendent of Education, Tim Graves, said, "I am pleased to announce tonight that we have received notification from the town of Parry Sound today that we are allowed to return our staff to the building, and very shortly our students, to the Parry Sound High School building." The NNDSB will announce an official opening date later this week. Demolition had begun at Parry Sound High School earlier this year in preparation for a new JK-12 school. As the new school's opening was delayed, the NNDSB decided to reopen the existing Parry Sound High School. However, with a demolition permit in place and portions of the building already torn down, the building was deemed unsafe for public use. The board decided Parry Sound secondary students would learn remotely until the building could accommodate them. The decision drew criticism from many parents, who demanded that the board be more accountable and transparent regarding its decision-making. See, Parry Sound parents to rally over delayed school opening, town council seeks answers. See, Minister of Education launching investigation into Near North School Board. Education Minister Paul Calandra has also opened an investigation into the school's delayed opening. At last night's meeting, Graves mentioned that today, we're inviting administration and some union partners to reintroduce them to the building, and then we'll invite the staff in. "We're making good progress," Graves said. "The return is imminent. It's not weeks away. I do anticipate that next week students will be able to return." Craig Miles, the board director of education, said, "I want to reassure the board of trustees, staff, students, families, and most importantly, the public that the communities that we will continue to work extremely hard on this. All hands on deck to ensure that we provide a solid state-of-the-art 21st century product for our students, families, and staff. I'm sure a lot of those students are going to be happy to hear that," Board Chair Ashley Street Pierre said. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.